Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're honoring independent filmmakers right here in the listening area. That's the goal of the ICU Awards happening this coming week. Founder and our own midday producer and film critic here at WWJ, Terry Lee Chandler, joining us on the live line. Thanks, Terry, for joining us. And why don't you give us a little bit of a background about how the ICU Awards came to be?
Well, thank you, Rob, for having me on. And the ICU Awards came about because after reviewing movies for about 10-plus years, I just realized that low-budget independent filmmakers were not getting the recognition that I felt they deserved because they put so much time, effort, and money into making these films, and I just felt that they deserved to be recognized for their hard work.
And an award show cannot be an easy endeavor to get off the ground.
That's an understatement. No, it's very difficult, but I have some wonderful people behind the scenes helping me. I have to give a shout out to Dexter Chandler, my husband, who helps me. But also we have some wonderful sponsors, the Imagine Theater, the Michigan Film and Digital Media Office. We could not do this without them. And so many more, and it's also a labor of love for me. I just really enjoy it. So that makes it more fun than work.
And there are some very, very famous film festivals and some in the state of Michigan. How does that word get out? How do people find out about something new like this?
Well, you know, I think it does help that I'm a film critic because I post all my reviews online. And then I also, we have pages on social media for the ICU Awards. And then people have just really embraced it. So they share and reshare and like, and all that helps to build the analytics behind it, and it keeps growing. But I think it's very unique because we have this black tie, blue carpet award ceremony that is, one of a kind. And so people just embraced it. They love it. One guy the first year told me he felt like he was at the Oscars. And then, so things like that get around. So I think that's part of it.
So tell us some of the categories of the films to be judged.
They're just like you might see at a major awards show. We have Best Picture. We have Best Director, Best Actor and Actress, Best Supporting Actor and Actress, Best Cast, Best Soundtrack. All those major categories that you might see recognized, every February with the Oscars. We recognize them, too, because I'm telling you, these people are so talented. They do so much with so little. So we felt that, it's nice to give a picture itself an award, but we also wanted to recognize the individuals that put a lot of work into their craft.
So give us the details. Tell us when the celebrity carpet gets rolled out, where and when.
Well, we start Thursday at the Imagine Theater in Royal Oak, and what's going to happen is starting at 10 a.m., all the way to 11 o'clock, we have short films, feature films, and documentaries that we'll be showing. And I already mentioned those films are fantastic. Then on Friday, we have a seminar featuring Tom Hines, who is a Hollywood veteran. He worked for and with Gary Marshall for over 20 years. So he's got a tremendous amount of information to share and help up-and-coming independent filmmakers. And then on Sunday, we have our Black Tie Blue Carpet Award Ceremony. We open the doors at 1 o'clock. We walk the blue carpet and mix and mingle for about an hour and a half. At 2 o'clock, we open the doors to the auditorium. And then at 3 o'clock, we actually start the awards ceremony. And it's just going to be a fantastic time. Then after that, for the first year this year, we're having an afterglow featuring live entertainment. And we have a local artist by the name of Katrina Carson who will be performing.
It sounds fantastic. Terry Lee Chandler, the founder of the ICU Awards happening this week, happens to be our own midday producer here at WWJ. Thanks for taking time out on your Sunday afternoon, Terry.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.